Our next question is from Kelly in North Carolina, and Kelly says that she's already had a case of impaction colic with her mare this winter, and she says, what can she do to make sure it doesn't happen again? Dr. Loving?
A couple things would be to feed some kind of a wetted food, whether it's a complete feed pellet that's made into a gruel, or beet pulp pellets that are soaked for 6 to 8 hours in water before you feed them so that they swell up to size. And then you could even wet the hay, and all these things will help. I think a lot of people try to give salt as an additive, and if the horse isn't going to drink well or eat well because the salt is irritating their mouth, that might be counterproductive. So I'd put free choice salt out. I wouldn't force feed it if possible.
So Elaine, from the barn management side, what recommendations do you have for horse owners to make sure that the horses do have access to water around the clock?
I really like the automatic waters, the kind that are good for cold climates. We have in our barns here, and then when we're in Western Washington as well, we have a kind of automatic water that's buried, and then the water itself is insulated. And then you can also put heaters in there, too. So if you get, like, a Montana kind of winter, you can put the heaters in it. And then your horses always have water, and you don't have to be worrying about it. So these kinds of waters, they keep the water cool in the summer and then warm in the winter, because it's using the geothermic principles of conducting heat and insulation from the ground.
So I've spent a lot of time out breaking ice in water troughs, and Dr. Loving, I'm sure you have clients that do that as well. I now have heaters. It took one winter without electricity to my water troughs for us to get those in the next spring. But Dr. Loving, what recommendations do you have for your horse owners who are breaking the ice? Do you have to break all the ice in the trough, or do you just need a space where the horse can access and then they'll start breaking it themselves?
Yes, that's correct. You need to make a hole, because if you break all the ice, it will just freeze over. And I just want to say also, don't hold your flashlight over the bucket, because once I did that in minus 30 for 2 weeks and my flashlight was still at the bottom of the bucket.
And especially don't use your iPhone flashlight.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, that's funny. I had a friend who did that.
If you look at wild horses or horses, that big pasture I referred to where my horse lives, it's 400 acres and there's a river, and they just break a little hole in the ice, and that's all you really need, as long as they can get their muzzle in there.
But if you can take all of the ice out, it'll keep it from refreezing as quickly.
Yeah,
we've got a little net kind of thing for our troughs that are like out in the turnout areas. And if we want to make sure it's going to last all day, we'll fish out all the broken pieces of ice out of there so it doesn't refreeze as quickly.